Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. We'll be talking about some things on the ballot at this fall's school board elections and some issues centered around standardized testing.
The board talked about revenue purpose statement for SAVE funds and an election dealing with that, and that's a relatively big issue. And can you explain that a little bit?
It is. Each county in the state voted on what was called a local option sales tax for school infrastructure. The acronym was SILO way back then, which some people may recognize that acronym. It stood for School Infrastructure Local Option. And that turned into a statewide sales tax, which is a 1 cent sales tax that's statewide. So Pella and all districts receive statewide sales tax, and that's going to be on the books until 2029. So literally for the next 18 years, that's a law. And we will get funds from that statewide sales tax. What the revenue purpose statement is that we vote on how we use those funds locally. So even though we get the funds, locally we have to have a vote to say this is how we're going to use the funds. So what we've done is taken some language, the board passed a resolution, and put it up for a vote that'll be part of the school board election on September 13th. But really, it's not a tax increase. It's not changing anybody's taxes that they're paying. It's just saying, here's how Pella Community Schools can use those funds. And so really, what happens is what we put forth as language is just flexibility for those funds. We can use those funds for purchasing everything from school buses to improving infrastructure, building buildings, remodeling buildings, actually using it for technology, equipping buildings, just really the maximum flexibility. And so what we want is that hopefully, you know, we have an informed public about that, that they go out and vote. This gives us a little bit more flexibility to use those in more ways than what we would be able to if we didn't have the vote.
Does this then present an opportunity for the public to sort of weigh in on the way those funds are used?
It is. It certainly is. And it's nice to tie it to the school board election because it doesn't cost anything additional for an election for us because of that. So we want for the public to be able to see this is kind of our intent around the funds. They're basically how we've been using the funds already. Mm-hmm. So it's nothing really new. It's just that the old revenue purpose statement expires now because the original vote was for 10 years. And so the revenue purpose statement that we've had on the books only was good for 10 years and is set to expire. So it's just renewing that purpose statement and saying, yeah, we still want that flexibility to use those funds in many different ways.
All right, very good. And something kind of unrelated to these local issues, nationally, we've been hearing some stories about statewide and in local districts in different parts of the country, some pretty serious accusations and charges of districts cheating on school tests and state tests and things like that. And what drives a school district or a state to even engage in that sort of activity?
Well, since the onset of No Child Left Behind, there's certainly been a higher degree of accountability with tests. And as schools have experienced sanctions and many different things for not performing well on the tests, I think there's a lot of fear out there for students not performing how they should. And so, unfortunately, in some places, you have some educators with not a high degree of integrity. They're manipulating the tests, helping the kids know answers before they actually take the test that are actually going to be on the test. And so it's really disheartening that people would do that, because ultimately the whole test and the test accountability is to just help motivate our kids to learn and also our teachers to teach. So for whatever reason, people have taken that route of not always being honest. And so that's something that I don't believe we have happening in Pella. That's not something that I believe is a common occurrence, actually even nationally, but there are a few instances where people are really pressed and they're kind of spoon-feeding things to students that essentially is not staying with the integrity of the test.
Our director of curriculum, Lowell Ernst, at the meeting was talking about some changes to Iowa standardized testing, and is this going to be a move that will help sort of mitigate the risk of that to sort of update these tests a little bit?
You know, there's certainly some of that. I think ultimately to update the tests as far as they need to be, they probably need to go electronic. I think ultimately to eliminate even more of that potential of electronic versions of things, make it more simple. Still, when you have test booklets that are filtered out there to thousands and thousands of kids across the state, you're going to have some of those test booklets that may not get returned. And then that could be that teachers are using those, using the questions. And it's really not an accusation, but it's just to some degree some human nature of people wanting kids to do as best that they can. And mm-hmm. So they're getting to the point where they're literally taking exact types of questions that are on the test. So if the test doesn't eventually move electronic, we're kind of selling ourselves short, especially in this current age of technology. And that's my guess, that in the future that's what we'll see, that's what the version will be. And I think that'll eliminate some of this. But certainly there's always that concern. And when you have high-stakes testing, people feel like if their jobs are on the line. Mm-hmm. People feel like I'm not getting the results. I don't think it's something that's universal. I think it's much more isolated cases. But, of course, those isolated cases are very newsworthy, and they make a lot of headlines.
Certainly. And as you said, these are some high-stakes things and a lot of financial implications to these federally mandated test scores and test results.
There are. And, you know, the sanctions, of course, as schools get identified as schools in need of assistance and districts in need of assistance and people start worrying about, okay, is my job on the line because my kids aren't performing? Of course, we want all kids to grow, all kids to learn. Our goal is to get 100% of our kids there. It's a high, tall order, and everybody knows that. But I guess my kind of take on the whole thing is that you have some isolated cases of people doing things they shouldn't be doing. And you have some, you know, really challenging places where this stuff's going on, too. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of things, very different environment than Pella, that's for sure. But that tends to motivate people, I think, at that point in time to say, okay, maybe I have to be less unethical to help get some scores.
All right. Well, Mr. Ebling, thank you so much for taking some time out today. We sure do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Shaylin.
Again, that was our guest, Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebling, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast on KNIA KRLS.